Saluk Razul. Oh my gosh, I'm getting an emergency warning.
It says it's Saluk.
I'm also getting an emergency warning.
Oh shit.
I would go, what is the emergency warning? That it's flooding?
A flash flood. A flash flood warning is in effect for this area until 3 a.m. This is a dangerous and life-threatening situation. Do not attempt to travel unless you are fleeing an area subject to flooding or under evacuation order. Do not attempt to travel for podcast specifically, it says.
Shit.
What the fuck? What? I guess L.A. is like very common.
Mine's telling me to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Telling me, what the hell? This is so mean.
You're like, hey, if you have to be on a podcast, you should definitely travel.
If I were to guess one, I would guess Kasem because I assume that's where Kasem G got his name.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Because Kasem G... No, he notoriously loves Aladdin. He's always said
big
that.
Big Aladdin guy.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Wait, is it real?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding you. I would put this.
Isn't his name just really Kasem? It's actually a name.
Water bottle, and if I lose, I will throw this water bottle away, and I really want to drink this water bottle.
It's right.
You're welcome.
Why does he need to know this?
Because he's probably playing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Or watching Aladdin. I can't relate to this character.
You can't go back.
This is dad.
Wait, the Wikia for Aladdin.
So I can like go home, right?
Because
can ignore emergency alerts.
Oh. Yeah.
Wait, did you guys get the one today that was like, earthquake, duck and cover? I was like,
whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, that one was a little wild because it was like only for like a maximum 5 seconds.
Right.
What is okay, welcome back to Fear End. The world is ending, and we're still here, and we're still doing a podcast. That's right. I'm joined by Cutie Cinderella, who is graciously decided to show up for the pod.
I literally work here.
And of course, we have two incredible guests here with us, the hosts of the Sad Boys podcast, who I did their podcast. I don't know why I said it like that, like I had sex with them last night.
All right, I gotta get going, man.
I had sex with them last night on the Sad Boys podcast. You should check out their Patreon for that.
Yeah, it's on the Patreon.
Jarvis Johnson, Jordan Attica, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
What's going on, gamers?
Yeah.
The world is ending.
The world is ending. Hurricane Hillary was supposed to be Category 5. Hit landfall around Baja, Mexico, California.
I said
Baja, California, Mexico.
Send her back to the swamp, am I right?
That's what I'm... Dude,
Pokemon finally. Go to the coast, more like.
Yeah. Hell, dude, oh my laptop. God. We got some funny people on today. Hell yeah, let's do it.
Could I have like 15 minutes to come up with one?
Yeah, you need a good time. If you have a pencil and paper, you'll work something out.
Are you Biden?
And then we had an earthquake warning today.
Yeah, we had an earthquake.
Earthquake, not even a warning.
I didn't feel it.
Yeah, I did. 5.0 magnitude from Ojai, and that shit shook me a little bit.
Did anything fall off?
No. But it shook me, and I was like, Dad, immediately, it was like, Kaya, you know? I was like, Dad. And because, like, the emergency thing was insane. It was like, you're going to die.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Extreme button.
I quite literally looked outside. I was like, should I be... Right.
Can we get some scaled alerts?
Yeah.
Like just a, maybe.
Chill out. Nothing
to worry. Amber alert that's like six cities away, something bad's happening.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Or maybe like a countdown. Like it was like, it's on the way. And I'm like, how much time do I have to prepare?
I like a countdown because it's adding suspense to a real emergency.
But like,
wait, I got the earthquake after.
Really?
Like I got the run, duck, hide, whatever the fuck, after I felt the earthquake.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh. I wonder if there's anyone in the world I got it before, but I never felt the earthquake. But I wonder if there's anyone in the world who got it, and then they're like, oh, thank God, this alert
saved my life. Killed by an earthquake because your data's weak.
The fuck is this? I live in a rich neighborhood. What the hell's going on? I bought a $700 million mansion.
That's true. Is it getting more and more expensive every time you talk about it?
Yeah.
Well, because the property values are going up.
Yeah, of course.
Every Gucci shirt you buy increases the price of the house.
Yeah, 100%. That's how it works.
It's a part of the walls.
It didn't fall over with the earthquake.
It did not fall over.
Sorry, I stare at random things. It's like
you looked up like there's a crack.
I know. I was just explaining them. I'm a little... She's a little fucked up. I'm a special girl.
Hey. You're feeling wonky. You feel like you're dying.
I ordered coffee.
I am dying. I feel a lot better now than I did earlier today. I did your podcast and I was so grossed out by it. I don't know what the fuck happened. Yeah, but
it's again the Patreon. We really just went ham.
Yeah,
good episode, but I can understand how that happened.
Yeah, it was all right, and then I was just I've been peeing out of my butt.
Nice.
For
like a girl.
For yeah.
I don't want to sit by him.
Yeah. I mean it's fine. I haven't done it like a girl. In like a couple hours. That was really good.
No, dude, no, let's not focus on.
Hey, you got one.
Yeah.
Hillary, good job, right? Buddy.
I've been peeing out of my butt like women do. Everybody knows this.
I'm not
how
gonna
it
correct it. I don't care.
Well, regardless. And at first I was like, oh, I must have, you know, I've changed my diet around a little bit. I've been like trying to drink more protein shakes and stuff. So I was like, maybe it's the creatine and the you know, all the shakes that I'm having. And then I was like, oh no, like I can't even go to sleep. Like this is, you know, inside of me, I gotta get it out.
It was COVID, maybe?
Today, I thought it might be COVID because, like, at first it was just, I'm pissing out of my butt, and it's fine.
The last time that happened to me, norovirus was going around, and it's like a bad stomach flu virus.
Maybe.
But I don't think it's contagious to, like, other people. I think you have to, I don't know where you get it.
You gotta get it on a microphone and then give it to friends.
Oh, you get it on a podcast, for sure.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, that's one of those. Cables. It's from it's from holding onto a microphone.
Right.
That wasn't clean.
Shouldn't have mounts.
That wasn't properly sanitized.
I literally, the last time that happened to me, I got not only norovirus, but Giardia.
And oh, that one's dogs?
That's what I was going to say. Like, the last time I had heard that, it was because my dog had it.
Yeah. That's like, that can dry you out. You need so much.
I ate like the, what is it called? It's like the fart diet or something. It's not fart. It's like four.
Oh, it's like an acronym?
It's an acronym for like basically crackers and applesauce and stuff like that.
Right.
Because it's supposed to stuff that hardens your stool. This is good.
It's only for
scatological conversation.
Girl lunch.
Yeah, girl lunch.
Well, girls don't fart.
Not allowed
or yet. Poop.
If they do, the little Amber Alert comes up. Yeah. Look out.
They warned you, get under it, duck.
Run.
Yeah. But
you have any idea what it could be?
No, I have no fucking clue. The last time I felt this way, though, it was COVID. But I mean, I got tested.
Yeah.
You got the vaccine, right? So it can't be COVID.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't actually. I've been immunized.
Oh, but. Right. Yeah, you're.
I've been immunized. No, I didn't. I didn't get the vaccine, bro. Do I look like I have autism? Like, what's going on?
Do you want to answer that?
No. Because I did take other vaccines, God damn it!
You start talking about Sonic lore.
Yeah, yeah. I'm vaccinated. I had COVID last year. I have been fine so far. It's just I felt like my joints were in pain, and then someone in the chat said something to me that made me realize, like, fuck, they might be right. Because this kind of happened to me last time as well. They were like, if it's not COVID, you probably just feel joint achiness due to the pressure change like old people do.
Oh my god.
And I realized, like, fuck you, but also I'm in this weird predicament where I'm like, which one's better?
Yeah,
like, is it better to have COVID and tank it, or is it better to just like be old,
to just be bad for about 3 months every year?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with old. COVID's got too many variables,
and you that's true
too late.
Yeah. But it spices up your life, though. It's like new game plus difficulty.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you get like a different experience.
All of a sudden, you're like, why doesn't anything taste the same anymore? Yeah. What's happening?
Yeah, like a bonus ending.
I loved those Amazon reviews where people would...
Candles?
Yeah, with candles. Yeah. They'd be like, these don't smell like anything.
Yeah. Have you guys started noticing that Yankee candles are just not hitting the same? Speaking of conspiracy theories, I want to start today's episode with my favorite current conspiracy theory. I love conspiracy theories. I think TikTok has rotted people's brains. And I want to show you guys this one. March, can you pull up Balenciaga Mannequin? Have you seen this?
That sounds like a sick album title.
Sounds like an activation phrase for Assassin.
It's on TikTok. Let's look up.
Balenciaga
Mannequin. My man has no idea how to spell Balenciaga Mannequin.
Dude,
mannequin
broke.
Up there it is. Let me see.
I learned how to spell mannequin from the Katy Perry song.
Yeah, get that. Any of them will do because they're just all going to be equally fucking unhinged. So
that first one, Balenciaga hypo realistic.
I would go on TikTok because the one I watched earlier on stream today, actually had 649,000 likes, not views, likes.
Hell yeah!
Wow.
And if you see, dude, my man wrote Balenciaga with a B E.
Broke.
You're out of control. Yeah. Okay, that one. Romans 8:18. I'm gonna go. Romans 8:18 is the second one. Click it.
Love fashion.
Love it. I'll be back in a second.
I feel like this is gonna hypnotize us or something.
The freaking chair guy.
Yeah.
Walking away.
Dude, this guy always leaves his chair right before I react.
Yeah. In the year of 2020, he disappeared and he was never seen again. Still to this day in 2023, he vanished.
But come to find out, he was actually missing. And he's been missing since the year 2020.
Did you hear about the Balenciaga missing person?
No.
This is this model for Balenciaga. His name is Christopher G. And he posed on so many different ads for Balenciaga, different shoots, everything. But he went missing. Until this lady came out with this video. Here it is, of a mannequin.
Okay, people, tell me something. This boy look like somebody dead and bomb.
This mannequin is him. This mannequin looks a little bit too realistic. I mean, a lot of people was digging deep into their mannequins, Balenciaga mannequins, and then they noticed something very, very strange. If you look at regular mannequins compared to their mannequins, it's completely terrifying.
I think we need new hobbies.
That's a Shane Dawson-ass conspiracy.
No, you cannot tell me that they mannequins don't look real. People believe that this guy who vanished was waxed.
Look at the features. Scary like. Look at the fucking hands, bro. You see the indent in it? It almost seems like you can see the vein of some crazy.
Right,
that's like crazy.
His hands is as real as mine.
Now, like I said, this is where these theories is about to get real dark. Now, remember when Balenciaga was basically about to get canceled?
What? What is this?
Oh, and they had the... Balenciaga gets canceled
because of all of the demonic stuff with the kids and the covers of all of these magazine articles.
Also, do you think Balenciaga deserves to be canceled right now?
Sexy. It was sexy.
I think they do.
Balenciaga could kiss my...
Yeah, cancel them.
Like, it was so bad for them that they put out a whole article to address this issue.
Balenciaga has always been a brand known for ad campaigns, products, and runway shows that push boundaries and make audiences uncomfortable.
Well, people believe that this guy was a sacrifice.
They don't do that to mannequins so detailed like that. Where they do that at?
I'm not allowed to touch them. It's a good mannequin.
Right.
Guys,
look how detailed this
guys,
is.
Wait, pause
tell
for
me
a
this
second.
Doesn't look real.
But also, this happened in a movie.
Oh, really?
House of Wax with Paris Hilton.
And everybody knows movies are real life. So.
I see.
We got to show this guy like a game, like on anything in Unreal Engine. That's my friend.
No, I don't. Like I don't want. No, I don't want that. I feel like he'll die. Like he'll have an aneurysm.
I love Warzone. The main conspiracy guy was like, people started looking through their mannequins. And they realized their mannequins aren't nearly as good as the Balenciaga mannequin.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably because most mannequins are in malls and don't need to look good.
They said that man was suing them for copying his jacket. He was going to win, but then he went missing.
He's going to win what?
His mannequin came out.
What was he going to win?
The suing.
He was going to win the case.
Oh.
So let me tell you something. Every part of this is fake. Watch the rest of it. I guess that's why
he was going to win the suing. I don't know.
Finish the video.
Real. And nothing on this mannequin looks like it's a plastic or it's wax. This guy was fully powdered, like the face was all powder. You could move your nail and scratch it off.
Wait. That's just a clip from
this
movie?
This is the movie.
Yeah, it's from House of Wax, yeah.
Holy yeah. Hold tight, man, hold tight. I'm gonna get you out of this.
Ew.
Right. Yeah.
He had a hole in his ears and his nose, and I was like scrutinizing it, like, this cannot be, how could they do this? You know? know, it was just too real.
Waxed his body, put him out in the public. And that's why when that waxed lady saw him, body. And even when she was getting interviewed, she said, because she saw him in person, behind the window and close up, and she was saying some things.
So I was she looking was through the grill, and he looked like he was looking directly in my eyes.
His eyes are moving, but he can't talk or move any other part of his body. Dalton is trying to get the wax off him while Wade is trying to use his eyes to send a message to him that somebody is coming. But he doesn't get the message, and the masked man comes from behind.
I put my phone out and I stopped reviewing. I was saying, I'm not allowed to touch. Yeah, but he said, do not touch. I really want to say touch now, you know?
Now, before you say something like, why would they sacrifice him? I do not know. But apparently, for these companies or some of these people out there, it works. This believe it or not,
exactly how she
lost fashion in the year of 2020.
He like, well, just play this music and play the sound cues and say whatever.
But come to find out, he was actually missed.
No,
these companies will do, and then just insert whatever.
The Target conspiracy.
Yeah,
they'll have products that are other places as well.
There was a guy.
Why would they do that?
Yeah, no one has seen this shirt. Is that Chris?
I believe him.
Yeah, yeah. It's true as fuck. Yeah. Did you see the movie they made about it?
I can't believe that. Balenciaga's crazy for that one.
Wait, what's the pitch?
All Target did was make the kids gay, but Balenciaga, yeah. They sacrificed humans.
They sacrificed Christopher G. Has anyone, like, I feel like this is easily debunked by just finding the model.
Like, yeah.
Well, he went missing.
Oh, right. Idiot. He's turned into wax.
Dude, you sound insane.
You can't find him. He's missing.
Right. He's missing because they said so in the TikTok, so it must be true.
The crazy thing is Balenciaga probably paid that guy to make that TikTok for, like, you know how, like, all of these companies are, like, trying to do viral campaigns, like, trying to fit in with the youths now? Like, the Grimace Shake, people are, that wasn't planted because McDonald's could never be that smart.
It was his birthday.
But they do want, you know, but they're like, how do we get our version of that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and also, I can believe that. This is only incentivizing me to buy Balenciaga. That's cool. Yeah. I hope they did do it.
I hope want the one jacket. In a thousand sweaters turns you into a wax figure. Like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
It's like a Counter-Strike crate. Like, yeah. Oh, I wanted a knife.
A society where the people who didn't turn into wax have to live on, and then they've all got like horrific backstories about like my mom turned into wax and now I live on for her.
It's too realistic.
Yeah,
but if there's one thing to not include, by the way, in a clip like that, is evidence that you can make a mannequin that good. A movie where they did it 10 years ago.
Also, models have famously good skin and like almost like no blemishes and kind of look like, you know, maybe a really good mannequin at times.
Are you guys ready? So part of the conspiracies, Cutie,
so
already
learned about this.
I watched it earlier and I was like, this is real. This is the most real thing that's ever happened in the history of reality.
Of course. I have to support him.
Yes.
We have a podcast together.
Yeah, exactly. Right,
tell me about
against
it.
Your will.
And then, you know, I looked at some of the naysayers. Yuck. There's not a lot of information on it for such like a viral story and such a niche part of the internet that it's like, only the crazies have gotten involved in it. So it's like they made up stories about how like he designed the jacket and like Balenciaga kidnapped him. And then
does anyone
turned
just
him
like
into him?
Have this guy's name at all?
Yes. His name is Christopher G. Him Christopher G, but I think it's like Chris something. He has an Instagram. I found it.
Is he alive?
Yes. Very much so.
Wait, when
and also went live on Instagram and talked about how fucking stupid it was that people thought he was like actually missing. But it doesn't end there.
No, he's missing.
If you go back to that video, go back to that TikTok.
Did you hear the TikTok?
Did his mouth move suspiciously up and down like a puppet?
Yeah.
Actually, you couldn't see his mouth, which is a big part of it.
You couldn't.
He was like,
wait, can we
scroll down a little bit?
I want to see what
you saw. I want to see what you saw.
Yeah, hold on. Wait, not too much. Someone basically in here actually literally said, oh yeah, here it is. Jizzy Zero says, he actually got on social saying that he's okay and he's not missing anymore. But I still believe the entire theory behind Balenciaga.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
And then, no, look at the response. Crazy, because they could have made him record that video before doing this, flushed face. It all makes you wonder.
It does.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I was just wondering if anybody else was wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
my thoughts exactly, Elvis. Anyone? Tupac?
Cover-ups?
Famous people can't die, simply.
No.
Yeah.
Things can't
but
be
this guy's
normal
even famous.
All.
Yeah, no moderately successful model for Balenciaga. What was the claim that he had he made a he designed it.
That's all that stuff is made up.
Will you they go like, to his Instagram, March?
Well, there's a whole trend on TikTok of people telling stories that aren't theirs, that are like stories from Reddit and yeah. stuff, and they read them in first person.
I want to start doing that, but my friend's stories. Yeah, and then they'll be like, "That's my story." I'm like, "No."
Well, this guy,
I just want to lie about it.
I just did a video on this, and it's like a guy who he was like, "Yeah, people keep asking me about my wife who's in a wheelchair," and I'm like, "Guys, I'm just a really good storyteller. That's not my story." And it's like, you told the story in first person.
Oh my god! Oh, there's our guy. There's our man's.
Can we go ahead and pull up Resident Evil 4?
Christopher G? Wait, it is Chris Tyler, yes. Two S's.
You are...
Yeah, he's deep.
He's wearing Balenciaga.
Oh, shit.
He's made of wax.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, this will be good. He'll probably get a lot of followers.
And by the way, the funniest thing is, like, this happened in 2019 originally, but it's being picked up now. Click on that one where he goes... live for today, plan for tomorrow. Clearly dead. He's dead.
Yeah, he's
dead because he's fucking super dead. All right, click.
Also,
next.
I love how a normal, like, cringy post now in this conspiracy.
Is this a mannequin of me?
164 weeks ago.
And I don't know if this is like his actual Instagram, but he did go live on Instagram. I mean, I think it is his actual Instagram. Yeah, he did go live on this Instagram. I'm pretty sure. I guess. Yeah, and he was just like, yeah, bro, like, people think that I'm dead, and, like, they made me into a mannequin or some shit. And, you know, I always like the joke, like, there's that common meme on Twitter where it's like, if you show this to a Victorian-era child, like, he would perish, right?
Right.
Like, and I like the joke that, you know, we have reached, like, medieval peasant status with like how fucking stupid people are because of TikTok, where they think like ice giants are real.
Right? I have seen that. Those are pretty cool though.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense now that there's been so much challenging of reality and so much like reactionary stuff on TikTok that now experts are being doubted. So if experts are being doubted, then all fact is doubted. So we basically do live in
The guy that saw the giants also went missing, just saying.
He did not. Shit. So that's another one.
No, he's
made it for
there's
actually.
Always there's always he's like this element of like, dungeon. Oh, this guy went missing. And then you find out like, no, someone just said that on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then people ran with it like,
I'm gonna start the rumor that Hassan's missing.
That's a good one. He's live all the time.
Yeah. I'm gonna do it tomorrow. I'm gonna do this big elaborate video about how like he got taken out because of saying the word cracker or something. Yeah.
You have to play that song though, otherwise
I
will. Not
and I'll be really convincing. I just watched the Amber Heard documentary, so I can channel it.
Maybe you scratch his hand on the face to reveal some wax.
Yeah. He's not real. He died.
I'm not.
What the fuck was that about, by the way? They were like, do we really think this is wax? Look, you can peel wax off them. Like, yeah, I know. That's wax. That's what wax is.
Did you see that Asmongold was in the Amber Heard documentary?
I saw there was a piece of it. Was it like pro Amber Heard or anti Amber Heard?
It was very good. Well, it told the whole story. You leave it thinking, man, they both got some problems.
Damn, that was my position, and for that position is the reason why I'm still hunted by Amber Heard stans.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know, and it's funny because like I do agree with a lot of the Amber Heard stans, even on like certain aspects of the Johnny Depp saga. Where like one of my favorite things to do is like I'll look at like Johnny Depp Twitter accounts that still exist, like, and, no, definitely
he
not.
Cool clips of him like riding a pirate ship.
No.
Fan cams.
They'll post photos of him and they'll be like, he looks so happy, and it's just the most hurt man you've ever seen. Have you ever seen like leathery?
He looks like he's been a wax.
Like he looks like he got the Balenciaga treatment.
There's so many. There's already so many conspiracies about cloned people. You know, like Paul McCartney is a clone. Eminem is a clone.
Oh,
yeah, that one's real.
Avril Lavigne,
yeah.
Oh, that's also real.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Right theories.
When I said conspiracies, I meant confirmed conspiracies.
Yeah, okay.
That we've all been at the wool pulled over our eyes.
I scratched their face to reveal that they weren't wearing.
Yeah, that he wasn't the real
one
Shady.
Interesting. The Britney Spears one is all because the Britney Spears one I could almost buy because when they show comparisons, like her face does look really different compared to like most people's faces as they age, but also trauma can yeah. that. But there was like this DJ from Texas or something that was like given like hush money or something. Cause I guess he went on the DJ line and he was like, last night I.
Wait, not the DJ line.
I don't know.
That's for honesty.
What the DJs do. And he's like, he was like, last night I saw Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake get in a car accident and they both died. Yeah, and so I could believe it more if it didn't include Justin, because I'm like, that's the Wait, same Justin. Why,
yeah, that why is the would, same Justin.
Why
yeah.
would some fucking random ass DJ just like happen to be there as Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake are dying in car crash?
He takes
off
it.
His headphones.
Yeah. Also,
oh no.
Yeah. Also, well, I mean, he did say it on
he
the DJ
line.
He saw
it, and he took so. It to the DJ line.
I have to report this.
There's
to
like
line.
A there's like a red telephone, like it, like the one between fucking American presidents and like USSR
Breaking
back in
case
the Cold War.
DJ the original
Is that the commissioner?
Podcast.
Yeah.
So
it's that's actually theories. How I found out about the earthquake today was through the DJ line.
Yeah.
The DJ line
DJs never lie. They're so good at natural disasters and also celebrity death sightings.
Yeah. They get the BPM to match your heart rate so you know they're telling the truth.
Yeah. The thing is, what's really fascinating to me about that conspiracy is that like Justin Timberlake's clone looks identical to Justin.
Oh, wait, right. Justin doesn't have a clone.
But he died too.
I don't think he died. I think it was a mistake.
Oh, the
I
DJ
think,
line.
I think he was the DJ was lying, just but, right yeah. about
it was
Britney.
A just a mannequin of Justin Timberlake and he mistook it for the
because
real thing.
If you guys don't know, I personally saved Britney from her conservatorship.
Oh, thank you.
This is not even a joke. Which by the way, this podcast official stance is that like she still does need medical help.
Yeah, she does.
Like we don't believe
I
that
I feel
it
bad
was,
I saved her.
Yeah, we don't. Right, okay. We don't. This podcast official stance was free Britney, and now that she's free, maybe we
Help
should
her.
Shackle her a little bit.
I,
but not in like a conservatorship.
To save me from
kind
all
of.
Stands,
no conservatorship.
I plead the fifth on any opinions about these things.
Oh,
I was actually just thinking about it, and I believe what the audience does.
Yeah, I believe really? What everyone, the like every individual opinion. Listen, I agree,
dude. These I guys, fucking love K-pop.
These guys are YouTubers, okay?
Yeah.
They YouTubers are a different breed. They do not engage in problematic behavior unless they're like only engaging in problematic behavior. There's no like, oh, I did some stuff that was controversial.
Hey, it's scary out there.
Look, I love speaking truth to power. You know what I mean? I think Britney, again, you can use dub in the.
Yeah,
like good or bad.
Yeah.
Or whatever,
the, oh, yeah. Well, okay. The Britney Spears divorce thing is really interesting to me.
Uh-huh.
Like the Sam Asghari guy. Do you see he posted like hiding from the stands? He's like, "Help me pick my disguise."
Oh,
yeah. It was weird. It was weird.
Help me pick my disguise.
Yeah, it was like him with like terrible wigs and mustaches,
like a dress up DS game.
Yeah, and then
he's having fun with it.
He's having fun with it. It's kind of odd. I don't know.
Played a game of Sims and he
yeah.
Like, he
it's just like I just don't get it, like because she definitely is not doing all right.
No, I mean sure. I wonder if there's a prenup.
There is.
Okay.
And he doesn't get anything.
Great.
And so he's taking her to court.
Why?
Yeah, because his attorney is arguing that the prenup is not enforceable, which is probably not gonna work. Oh. And he's demanding.
Y'all make sure to get one of those prenups. What?
Yeah.
Dude, fellas are on top. They're fellas can be gold diggers too. It's 2023. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's clear that it's so weird. They were together for like 6 years, then they get married, and then a year after the marriage,
conservatorship or the marriage?
Marriage. They were like in a relationship, I guess, during the conservatorship.
Oh, right. And then the weird wedding stuff. Did you see the wedding stuff?
Mm-mm.
No, what is it?
Oh,
March,
you might be able to find it. There's wedding stuff with like Paris Hilton went, which like Paris Hilton and Britney were like never friends. Selena Gomez went, Madonna went, and there's like a picture of it. So
Britney Spears,
you think they were just
Britney
like
Spears wedding green screen? And there's people that like point out like she like glitches out and she's invisible.
By the way, I love conspiracy theories. Cutie is a Swiftie.
I don't mean to.
So she has so many conspiracies that she
this
believes.
Is incredible.
They're going to be down in those TikToks, it looks like.
She's a treasure trove of conspiracies.
Yes. How this
that one.
Got back on
that one.
Topic to conspiracy theories is pure magic.
Why do I keep catching stuff? Okay, Selena, I love you. Team Selena.
From the DJ
but,
line.
Like, the veil is lifted, okay? No, Sam has a very, very amazing
And, like, all of her guests are wearing sunglasses
room,
for some
he
reason?
Where he can do all kinds of stuff. I mean, go to his Instagram. He shows it all the time. He's an actor. He's a writer. He's a director. He's all into technology.
I don't know what this lady
he's
saying.
All like, into technology.
What's like, going on?
I don't know. She's being annoying.
I feel like that. Is this like AI generated?
See how? Yeah. So they're talking about how like Britney disappears behind things.
And then whatever tattoo is on Madonna's arm, if that
wait,
is
what?
Tattoo,
disappears,
because like she's pointing at like Madonna's.
But the tracking of the sleeve when she lifts her arm up, you see the tracking of her sleeve. Boom.
First of all, it can't
then
be a green
screen.
Then
you see whatever black tattoo is on her arm.
It literally can't be a green
wrap
screen.
Wrap around.
She
right
has green on her.
There.
And to what end?
I mean, it was.
It would have to be like
it was
manually tracked.
A purple screen.
And comes back.
Yeah.
It's just a very talented, like, rotoscoper.
Yeah.
It's like a college project.
So yeah, it's like.
These are just very.
Or it's all those VFX artists who just voted you.
It's Cardo.
Yeah, Cardo did all the anime version of this.
Dress. I mean, yes.
I think it's more likely that all these celebrities attended her wedding because they're clout sharks.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
And Britney was kind of popping.
I was going to say, it feels very like clout sharky, especially if they weren't super close.
They're wearing
beforehand.
Sunglasses because they have like doll's eyes, like a deer. They have scary coke eyes.
Yeah, I mean, it's Parasol and Madonna are the ones that are wearing sunglasses. I feel like they would do that.
But
that's normal.
What is this like? I feel there's like two subgenres of conspiracy theory, right? There's the one that's just compelling and cool and gets clicks. And then there's the one that's a cope. It's like, I don't like the way this thing is. So actually, that's not real.
Yeah. Like, no one in the world likes Leah Michele. Sorry, Leah Michele.
Oh, right.
So they've all decided she can't read.
That one is good.
That one I like to believe.
I like that one.
I like to believe that because it's fun.
Yeah, me too.
There's a part of me that feels bad for Leah Michele. I just feel bad for anybody who's
I feel
on
bad
Glee.
For everybody, always.
Yeah. I didn't know shit about Glee. Empath. I didn't know shit about Glee, and then I found out way too much.
Yeah.
About what has happened on the show.
I watched it. Back in the day, it was like a big deal, and it was
a big deal.
Yeah, it was like it aired after the Super Bowl,
and
like
when the girls kissed, people freaked out.
Yeah,
okay. My favorite is the Down syndrome school shooter.
Oh, that wasn't. I might have missed right. that episode.
How long
what are you?
I'm not even kidding. That was
no.
Like
I think, like yeah, like someone brings a gun to school because of bullying or something.
Yeah, and I think he's like
in Glee.
Yeah, Glee had a lot of weird stuff.
Is later on.
Can you?
I think Glee wanted to be Degrassi, but with musicals.
Yeah.
He was looking for Drake.
Yeah.
Ryan, like, I feel like Ryan Murphy would
do
some
it's already
like,
there. Yeah, Down syndrome, shooter.
Yeah.
You have to watch this.
This actress.
It's
yeah,
1 minute and 43 seconds. You have to watch this.
Yeah, she brought a gun to school.
Oh,
Becky.
I watched this, actually. Becky was kind of the best, though.
I like that you guys all just, like, wiped this memory from your brain.
This guy could be Justin's clone.
Sorry, Matthew Morrison. Reasons. You'll never be him.
I explained them to Principal Figgins.
I heard, but I don't accept that. Bringing a gun to school, that's not you.
I was scared, Coach, about graduating, be out in the world with no one to protect me.
Honey, I told you, you will always have a place here.
No, I wanted to be prepared and protect myself. I need help.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know what to tell you, Will.
A wild shot.
And I stand by my actions. Becky, give me the gun. Where did you get that?
It's my dad's. I wanted to be ready.
Oh, I know, sweetheart. Don't worry about it. I completely understand. Just give me the gun.
So that's it. This is how it ends.
Bro,
give
she got the
deagle. So I can talk to Figgins. Let me help you.
Oh, no. No trigger discipline.
I'm sorry, Coach. I'm sorry.
I forgot. She takes the fall. That's why she's been fired.
Yeah. But
she did a death pop.
It's okay. I'll take care of it.
I really like Jane Lynch, but I think she like did something weird.
I remember that too vaguely.
She fired a gun in her office.
Yeah, at school. So one of my favorite things is like old TV shows.
What the fuck is going on?
Is it
man?
Just a slide? Okay.
And there it is. There it is. Look who it is right there. Oh, hello. Don't let her out, please. So, one of my favorite genres of things that I am fascinated by, I guess, is like early 2000s TV shows that try to tackle complex issues.
Big fan.
Usually revolving around like disability activism.
Oh yeah,
like I think that's like one of those moments where it's like, why did you Why was the Down syndrome girl?
I feel like as a society, we had to go through that to like get to where we are today with like, but like we were really like falling on our faces, like, you know, like Moment of Truth. Do you remember that game show?
Yeah, I watched it on stream.
Where like
Marky Mark?
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg, friend of the us,
friend of the us.
The other one, Mark Wahlberg, the other one.
Not as hateful.
Not the karate one.
Yeah, he doesn't have any karate hate crimes.
But yeah, no, there are so many shows like that where they try to do something good, but at the same time, every question for a woman is like about like slut shaming.
Oh yeah,
or it's about like body stuff or eating stuff.
Yeah, great show.
Wear makeup all the time. Yeah, insane show.
You guys ever dabble in 13 Reasons Why?
No.
13 Reasons Why, as the show goes along, I couldn't help but watch it because it becomes very self-conscious about the fact that it has nothing to say. It never had any insights about suicide, but then as the show goes along, they have to keep it going because the show's doing well. It surpasses the book. The book is only like the first season.
Wait, so like, so I don't know anything about this. So what happens? Like, the person commits suicide?
One of the main characters. Yeah, she crushes it, Minecrafts herself.
So what are you supposed to do after that? The show's over.
It's a lot of people laughing. It's mostly just a show partying, you know.
Yeah.
But she dies, and then she left 13 tapes, is the idea. It was you 13.
Oh, she died in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, and the problem was is it felt, like, very revenge-y. Like, people were like, oh, revenge suicide, romanticizing and revenge suicide.
Like, vindicated. She's the winner. Like, it's every frame that
way. Also, didn't it literally have, like, a noticeable uptick in teenage suicides after that show or something?
But they have to, I think it's every episode of the second season, maybe, opens with the cast, along with Selena Gomez, a co-producer of the show, sitting there and literally with the least amount of spirit going like, you know, suicide's gay or whatever. Like,
every episode?
So weird. I don't know.
Like, bro, you knocked the wind out of the sails in that show at that point. Yeah. I'm like, I'm trying to watch something where suicide is sick, dog. What the fuck?
The final season, deranged. Like, every episode is, this one has a school shooting.
Yeah, I thought
this
one
the character
like
gets deported.
The grape. Someone got graped around with.
Oh my goodness.
Every season. Season one is the, like the catalyst.
I remember there was something where a scene was so poorly received that they had to edit it out of the show, like on Netflix. I think it was a, you know, suicide scene.
There is a, basically,
I guess, trigger warning, but you have to start that at the beginning of the show. We need to all sit down and talk about suicide before we go into the
There is a fucking tutorial in that show. Like the scene, really? At least when I saw it, it's so specific.
That's crazy. Like, they do the whole, like, you got to go along the river, not across, like that type of shit.
It's on screen.
Worry, though, it was the same year that Logic came out with his song.
Oh.
Dude, it counterbalanced it out.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe that's the reason why people.
Logic agreed to come on our podcast. And
he killed himself.
Oh, no.
Rats.
Who can relate?
Wait, we're YouTubers, but you got it.
Wait, he was like, oh, sad boys? Like, I love that. I'm sad. I'm a sad boy.
Our pitch to him was, hey, we're biracial too. And he was like, I'm in.
We can say the word.
No, but then he went on tour, and his manager ghosted us. But I just think it would be really funny to have him on.
It was my fault. Nice. I had to leave town like the day.
Oh, yeah, they pitched us a day, and then Jordan was going to be out of town.
Damn it, you gotta make that happen.
I think we'll make it happen.
Technically,
it's Bobby biracial. The fuck?
Our thoughts exactly.
Ghost. Yeah. So.
Dude, ordering this ghost took us a minute.
I think that song probably also contributed to the suicide rate increasing.
I think
people,
like,
heard it and they were like, dude, nah, enough.
It feels like nobody can make any kind of media about suicide without fetishism, because it's just, what else you say? You just say it's bad.
So,
like,
sick.
It's cool.
It's the coolest.
It's actually very bad.
None of you watched Degrassi?
No.
No.
I only saw ads for it because it was on The Inn or Noggin, and I didn't have that.
Dude, so sick.
Oh, it was like a Nickelodeon channel.
It's the show where Toby, the guy Toby, comes and he does a school shooting and he shoots Drake.
Oh,
yeah.
And that's why Drake was in a fucking wheelchair?
I think it's like a super early episode.
Why does he shoot Drake?
Because Drake was in the hallway and he was like, no, no, no. And then he shoots him in the leg, and he was the all-star basketball player. So it was really sad because now he can't play basketball. And
Jimmy,
he
shot him in the leg.
Jimmy. Yeah. He shot him in the kneecap or something. And then I believe was it Toby? No, Toby died. Toby died in that.
Spoiler,
oh, it was actually
alert,
tragic.
Cutie.
Yeah, because Liberty was pregnant with Toby's baby.
I have no idea what any of
But also things. Really quick, March Google, her name was Manny. This is just important because I know we have a very large gay audience. Manny Thong episode clip.
Something's wrong with my brain right now. Just the series of words.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're awake, this, right?
This was an awakening.
My look's still cute.
Yeah, so she's going to walk away in the hallway. There it was. It was right
there. It's
like
a Saved by the Bell, right?
There.
That's where the show is.
Yeah. No, but like, she buys a thong. It's like a big deal.
I think they shouldn't sell this at the mall.
And they're like, this is crazy. Then Manny wears it to school because she's being a little...
Whoa!
Yeah. Yeah. She wears that to school. You're a teenager watching this and you're like, I could be. That's what you say.
You could do it, you mean?
I could be.
I could shoot Drake.
For Manny Santos, yes.
Wait, so that's what happened?
It was sexual awakening.
Toby saw Manny's the thong and was like, I'm gonna...
No, Toby actually wasn't the shooter. I lied. Toby died by the shooter.
Oh, the exact opposite of being... Wow. Yeah. You were way off.
But I remembered some of it. Toby got killed by the shooter. The shooter's name was something. Ricky? Rich?
We don't need to.
I think the shooter might have been Gun right James. Next to him in that picture.
His name was Shooter?
It was like his best friend accidentally killed him or something.
We really don't need to dive into Degrassi deep lore. Unless
I don't
you
know
want
why
to.
We shouldn't.
I mean, Degrassi was a weird show because it was trying to do all the stuff that we're talking about. Where,
but
like,
way before.
Way earlier,
way before
yeah.
Glee did it,
when
way
did
before.
This show originally?
I want to say like, well, it aired for a really long time in Canada.
I think it could still be going.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's called it's Generations.
Oh. Yeah.
Drake is still in it.
Like in the canon somewhere.
Yeah, he's like
it's a
still...
high school show, so it slowly...
Yeah, it like rotates out.
Yeah, it rotates out.
His kid
cast.
Is in it now.
And so everyone remembers the cast that they watched.
But still, like 2001
Let's bring
to
it back.
2015 is wild.
We bring it back. They have TikTok now and body dysmorphia.
Wait, it started... wait. It started right after, like a month after 9/11.
Well, what was Canada to do?
You know what's crazy? 24, do you remember that show?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
24 aired a month after 9/11.
Yeah.
Which, the timing is insane. For the most, like, pro torture, like,
I mean, I'm sure you know this already, but 24 was also stated as a reason for why... enhanced interrogation is actually perfectly acceptable.
Yeah. What?
Antonin Scalia, rest in piss, a Supreme Court justice at the time, literally cited 24 in his opinion for why enhanced interrogation is perfectly valid.
24 is the catalyst for like a very specific era of spy and agent stuff where it's nominally kind of libbed up. Like the Bourne... conspiracy or identity on that it's the same thing where it's silently relatively progressive. The hey man, the president's black, okay?
Yeah,
now the villains they're a different kind of brown, don't worry. Like they were obviously the scary ones, you know, the like TSA ones.
Yeah,
it's all good. But the first season of 24, I was susceptible to it. I was in college, I'm like, this is really cool.
Oh, I was in high school. I watched it, and then I also listened to a podcast at the time. It made fun of it, but it was like, but they were like watching it, like laughing along because it was so stupid. Like the show is just like so over the top.
I never watched 24, but my favorite of that genre is Homelander or not Homelander.
Homeland. With the guy from Billions.
The guy from Billions is like a terrorist, is like a Manchurian candidate style, like, you know, a person who has like been converted to the bad guy side. And like the first season you're watching and you're like, oh, they're just straight up saying he's a terrorist because he's like converted to Islam.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And every time he goes into a fugue state, it just plays like.
Yeah. And like awesome. Watching that, like giving it a rewatch recently for a friend's podcast, I was like, God damn. Like the only thing that they have him on, like the suspicion is literally that he's Muslim.
And
like secretly.
And she's right.
I mean, yeah. And at the end of the day, she is right. He is Muslim. Exactly. And also a terrorist.
He did everything right.
Yeah. I just, you know, there was a lot of that happening on TV post 9/11.
Yeah. It's so weird to almost feel like I snapped out of a trance where I was like super into that stuff just because it was what was on TV.
You're like bullying the kid named Ahmed in your fucking grade.
Thankfully,
thankfully there was no Muslims.
I was in class with all the like UF faculty's kids, so there was a diverse group. Thankfully.
I thought you were going to say, thankfully, there was no Muslims in my class.
No, there were, and that was, like, important, I feel like, for my own development as a high schooler.
I watched a documentary on the Boston bomber, and it was so sad because one of his best... Because
he's hot.
Are you thinking of the right bomber?
No, I know what you're saying.
He's beautiful.
He's not hot.
Boston bomber, he's the sexiest.
What?
He is definitely,
it's like young Comos.
The brother? Yeah. Which brother? The older one?
No, the young one.
No, the young one.
Yeah.
That photo is like, well, that goes hard. That's yeah, like.
But the young one. The young like, one. Anyway, you're a problem. You're an ish. Go to TikTok, you.
Because it's a spell.
TikTok.
Go to TikTok. No, the Boston bomber, like his friend. When people pointed out that it was him, his friends was like, no way. And the friend in this documentary had this long thing about like how there was such bad Islamophobia because of 9/11, especially in Boston and all that stuff. 9/11. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm dyslexic. I thought I said 2011. And I was like, that's not when it happened. 9/11 happened in 2001. And then.
Yeah. Are you looking at September 11? At me?
You celebrate it.
You're the 9/11 guy.
Yeah. It's like a birthday.
And so like he was saying like, oh, it finally been enough time that the Islamophobia was finally getting better and blah, blah, blah. And like, you know, and all the friends in that friend group had really dealt with it. And then come to find out, it does end up being an Islamic man that like just recently went back to Muslim and got radicalized. Islam.
The country.
Islam and got radicalized Muslim. Like, and then came back and did the bombing. And it was like, it was just so sad for them because he was like, that was our friend.
No, I know what you mean. I remember following the story because I was in college.
It was sad.
Yeah, I was like the same age, I think, at the time. And I
that long ago?
Yeah, it was like 2011.
You're like so old.
Yeah.
That sounded mean.
Yeah. Was it that long ago? I was, yeah.
It felt more recent than that.
No, but it was a lot. I remember being in my plastic mattress in my college dorm and reading on Reddit, which is something you should never do. But it was like one of my first like experiences with that. And I think it was one of the situations where, I mean, I could be wrong now because that stuff is super out of date, but where the brother also, like the younger brother was following along with the older brother.
Yeah, that's kind of how when it went to court, that's the direction they tried to go with it. But even, I mean, the younger brother had some damning things as well. The craziest thing was like they had all these bombs, and at one point there's like this standoff, the police versus the two brothers, and they're in this road and the police are hiding behind cars because the brothers are legitimately throwing pipe bombs at them and exploding. And so one of the cops jumps out, goes around behind the houses, and is now can see the brothers behind their car that have been throwing pipe bombs. And so he just starts shooting. The older brother just like charges towards him and is like that guy in Lord of the Rings that just keeps taking.
With Boromir.
Yeah, Boromir. That's who it is. He's the ugly one. No one cares.
Relax.
anyway, keeps taking the arrows. He's going down. And then like but this guy is just shoot. And then apparently the cop runs out of bullets and he's like, fuck. And then the brother just starts charging towards the barricade of police officers. Yeah, just charging. And so they just start shooting him, and then two come from the side, tackle him down. Younger brother the whole time, everyone forgets about him. Yeah. They're like, we're focused on, you know, freaking the juggernaut over here. And then, so the younger brother gets in the car that they were hiding behind, starts driving towards the barricade, full speed, and like, they're on the ground, handcuffing the brother, and the younger brother drives over, because the two police jump off, because they see this car coming towards him. He drives over his older brother and drags him like 6 feet. And that's this, and like they described it as like ripped him from shoulder down to hip.
Oh,
and that's ended up like
the wheels on either side.
He like hit him. And like essentially that is like the death blow was the younger brother. Yeah. Who then ran away and was missing for like 2 days before
they found him in a boat.
Yeah. When I was looking at it on Reddit, I remember, the younger brother was still missing. And that was like, that was so crazy because everybody was like, where is he? You know, it's kind of like when 9/11 happened, I didn't understand how war was. I was like 8 or something. And I was just every time I heard a plane overhead, I got scared.
In Gainesville, dog?
I didn't know anything. I was a child.
To be fair, though, that fear that you had was in the heart of so many Americans that is, like, half of the reason why police budgets are the way they are in, like, these bumfuck little shitty-ass towns where they have, like, armored personnel carriers for no fucking reason.
But then I, like, went to the fifth grade, you know? Yeah. And then, like, and I grew out of it, yeah.
Yeah, the fourth Harry Potter book came out. And I was like,
oh, okay, yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, he's like me.
Yeah, the goblet.
Fun fact about the anthrax mail bombings that were happening.
When? Which,
well, it's during 9/11.
Oh, I thought they were happening now. I was like, oh my God.
No.
I can imagine they still are now and then. It's pretty easy to do.
Yeah.
What's your address again?
The anthrax was actually connected to...
Why make my assistant open my P.O. box? Good luck. Sorry.
The strain of anthrax that was actually connected to the mailings... is very traceable. It was connected to a facility utilized by I think it was the FBI, if I'm not mistaken. It could be the FBI or the CIA. And suspiciously, that evidence is never seen the light of day.
Whoa.
I mean, to be
because
honest,
they were burned.
If it's the facility FBI, burned now. It's very possible they did it by accident.
Like no, one no, of them no. It was deliberate. It was targeted to make everyone feel like 9/11 can happen everywhere.
Yeah, makes sense.
I situation. Also, around the same time, remember whenever my mom would ask me to go open the mailbox, I would be scared. And I would like shake the mail and stuff.
That's so but weird.
I was like a child.
You were such a fucking neurotic child.
I was just a neurotic child.
How old are you in that?
Like 8 or 9.
All right, okay. I guess that's like the uncanny valley period where you are as susceptible and you have access to information, but your brain is still motion like susceptible.
And adults who are explaining things to me do not have. They're not good communicators about this stuff. You know what I mean? Like, they're just like, something crazy just happened.
The keywords stick in
your brain. I'm just like, what do you, I don't understand. Like, I didn't know the difference between Iraq, Afghanistan, like any of these.
Don't worry, neither did George W. Bush.
Yeah.
So.
I still get, my one of my biggest fears is accidentally saying something wrong where the FBI is like, well, got to take her out. Like, I assure you, FBI, I feel strongly about nothing besides Taylor Swift being.
I love you so much.
Why?
You're the best.
The FBI
could
actually.
That is such a psychotic fear to have.
What? Hey. Pretend you're Austin on your show side. Right now, be on my side.
Yeah, no. I am on your side.
Thank you. He's neurotic.
I'm afraid of cops.
This guy bought a house. He's a self-made socialist.
I just, like, if I'm not afraid of the FBI coming in to kill me, like, you're so fine.
Okay, conspiracy theory. FBI killed Marilyn Monroe. Definitely.
Okay.
For the record. I believe this, actually. Because she was fucking both of the Kennedy brothers. Yeah. She's crazy for that. Queen. That was crazy.
It sucks that they made a wax or whatever.
Yeah, they did turn her black.
The FBI Balenciaga.
But then, they, like, the reason that JFK was, like, the big government people were like, stop talking to Marilyn because she was also hanging out with like some Cubans. And they were like, oh no, she's going to be this, that, or the other. And he was like, I will not stop hanging out with her. And so they fucking killed her.
Yeah, do the impression.
Damn.
Again.
Pussy's so good.
What?
Do the impression.
Yeah, that was
again
really good
Kennedy.
Impression.
Kennedy?
Yeah, it sounded kind of southern.
I will not stop hanging out with her.
I did not have sex with
that
woman. That
kind of sounds like, yeah, Clinton.
That was some good ass pussy me and my brother both enjoyed.
Sounds like a lawyer.
Yeah.
I ain't no big city lawyer. Yeah.
Now, listen here.
I do declare.
Yeah. I do declare.
Notice his lover died and then so did he.
Whoa. Wow. Like everyone that's ever lived.
JFK committed suicide.
Yeah, what if I accidentally.
Suicide by cop. Just putting his head up.
What if I accidentally flirt with the wrong president and then all of a sudden I'm freaking dead?
How many presidents are you flirting with?
Any that I'll see.
What about the right? What's
the
right
wrong president?
I don't know. I could be
you
in a coffee shop.
With the wrong
I'm charming.
President.
Yeah.
The wrong one.
No, but I do. Like, if they're like, are you armed? And then I'll be like, I'm not armed, but I forget a word, and I'm like, I am armed, and then they're like, light him up. Yeah. Like, it feels
like
it could happen.
If I'm shy and nervous, I'm right. Like, I don't maybe.
Yeah. Are you armed? I don't know, maybe.
You're just a bad
I
test
have two
taker.
Arms.
I don't know what you freaks, what happy pills you're taking, you know? I'm on the Motrin, have been for a long time.
What I don't know what that
it's
is.
It's a stabilizer for bipolar stuff. And the
I take Klonopin.
God.
Yeah.
Not me, dude. Skill issue.
I had to go to Benzo's.
Oh, hell yeah. You got any? No, we'll talk afterwards.
I'll be fine.
But Lamotrigine has this weird effect where, like, no, it's a good stabilizer, but it also adds this tiny degree of clarity. Like, cleaning the house, for example, you don't necessarily do it obsessively, but you're able to structure things much more easily, at least than I could, which is part treatment, part the med itself. But you take it too late, or you forget to take it entirely, it starts affecting your brain in ways that, like, is genuinely difficult to describe. My partner described it the other day perfectly as the one time she forgot to take it and started driving. She forgot how to drive. Like, your hands, you kind of know what you're doing. You're, like, holding her to the side. If I got swatted and they turned up and it was the morning and I haven't taken my Lamotrigine,
genuinely
would be like, shit, man, should I have a gun? fuck, man, I can, yeah, okay, whatever. It's like you just can't.
You like think it's Nazi zombies all of a sudden. You're like, yeah, let's go, baby.
Boards.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah,
holy
that's
shit.
Scary. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's sick.
I'm fine. If I don't take my Klonopin, I just forget that I exist as a human.
You can't shoot me.
I just start. I'm like, this is a dream anyway, bitch.
Yeah.
What's another conspiracy theory? What's a conspiracy theory you're logged into? You're complete 100
thumbs up? I mean, it's hard to even declare this a conspiracy theory. I guess the anthrax thing would technically be considered a conspiracy theory, but it's not really a conspiracy theory. It's one of those things where, like, they'll probably inevitably declassify it, you know, 25 years, 30 years down the line, and you're like, oops, we did that.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. That's one I don't believe is a conspiracy theory either.
He was depressed.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
He was shy. Yeah. He was an empath.
He was
no friends in there.
Yeah.
Everything yeah, wrong. I don't believe that.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Giselle Maxwell.
Giselle Maxwell.
No, that was right.
She's still alive.
Yeah, because Jeffrey Epstein is the one that had all the blackmail.
Wait till she collaborates with Balenciaga.
See, this is why you shouldn't collect. What if I accidentally collect blackmail? Hassan?
You're worried that you're, like, going to be working alongside Mossad and the CIA in, like...
What if I do this
in, like, an operation where you have your sex trafficking minors that end up potentially...
You miss your Klonopin.
Allegedly having sex with war leaders.
I miss my Klonopin, and I'm at a coffee shop. They're like, will you hold this briefcase? I'm like, of course, sir.
Yeah. Hey, my pleasure.
Cutie, would you like some compromat?
Yeah. I mean, you'll be fine. I believe in you.
They're going to be so embarrassed.
I'm going to be like, fuck,
how'd
I can't
get myself
believe
into this situation.
No, I'd be so mad. I'd be mad as fuck. I'd be like, why didn't you show me the blackmail immediately? No. What the fuck?
I would try to get it off of me and put it on him.
Yeah, I would literally.
I deserve to live.
Secrets. I want to know all the secrets. Like, do you ever think about dying? Where, like, I kind of, like, when I die, I kind of want like a checkpoint screen where in a video game,
like a grade.
Where you get all of the, like, itemized points from all the achievements you got in your life, and then they tell me all the secrets I want to know.
Or, like, intel found 0 out of 4.
I'm pretty sure it just goes dark, my dude.
Probably.
Yeah, for you, mate.
But I can dream.
That's called like MDMA.
I've got a whole plan.
No.
By the way, I don't think this is gonna happen. This is what I want. Like, I wish I got like a congrats level.
It's gonna happen.
You could join Scientology. They can make that happen for you.
What if shifting's real and we just do that?
Oh yeah, like the TikTokers. They're like, I am Ariana Grande or whatever.
I'm a Hogwarts.
Yeah, I just don't think that, like, if something is real, it's not happening on TikTok. Like, if any other social media platform, I'd be like, yeah, maybe. I'm like, if it's on TikTok, I'm like, fuck no.
I'm not editing something on my phone if I could go, like, fight a hippogriff or whatever the fuck they're doing at Hogwarts.
Yeah, it's just not happening.
I'll be there forever. I don't want to be here.
You know what's crazy? I was in, like, third grade or some shit, and I had a dream about attending, like, sleep time dream. Not, like, I have a dream.
Yeah. Well, he had that while he was asleep.
Oh, I wasn't quoting. I wasn't quoting Martin Luther King for the record.
No, I got that. Oh, no, he wasn't.
No, go ahead.
Wait, and you want to make it clear that you do not have that.
That'd be a cool thing, too. He also got killed by the FBI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a conspiracy theory there.
I'm
sleepy time dream. I go to Hogwarts, and me and Malfoy have this thing. Like, you know, he's kind of into me. I'm kind of into him. It's a whole thing. Blah, 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 blah. Fast forward, like, sixth grade.
Wait, how old is third grade? I don't even...
I'm like eight. My parents are going through a divorce. I'm like, you know, coping. I'm in Hogwarts at night.
That's all of us were in Hogwarts at night. Like, it's okay.
Fantasizing about Draco Malfoy puts your current boyfriend in like a much different consideration.
He's
for
not
me.
Mean enough.
Oh, you want
him to
be?
I need him to be meaner to me.
Oh, okay.
If I could have one request from Ludwig, please be meaner to me.
Meaner.
He's like Draco Malfoy when he's being all soy. And he's just like, yeah. You have to kill him.
I do think, you know, credit to J.K. Rowling about all of her beliefs. No, just kidding. Mudblood is a really good slur.
Oh,
it sounds so real. It sounds like I would not want someone to call
She had that dog in her,
yeah,
for sure.
She knew what she was
She
doing.
Was very good at that.
She was fully
so much
in her
of
bag.
The books are kind of mid, and then like you get to slurs. Like, she's great.
Yeah, what the fuck?
This is wild.
She nailed the slurs real good. Yeah. And then like Asian carrier, Cho Chang. Mm-hmm. not great at that.
No.
Rules.
I that was my crush when
I was
growing
was
up.
Cho Chang?
J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Oh.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling. I love MILFs.
I'm in sixth grade, and someone was asking me who my third grade teacher was. And I was so, that dream was so convincing that I was like, I didn't go here in third grade. I went to Hogwarts. And then they looked at me like a crazy person. And I was
and
like,
they were like, you need to get on Cologne.
No, but then, but then I sat there for a second. I was like, I'm joking. And then I was like, oh my God, that was just a really convincing dream. Because then I realized I was like, oh yeah, my teacher was Miss Smith. And I did.
You
that
would
this
be a TikTok
year,
girly.
Whatever.
If you were like 14 right now, you would be a TikTok girly.
I know I would. I'd be lost.
Oh, you'd be so crazy.
I'd
you'd
be
like
so lost.
Making the most unhinged Taylor Swift conspiracy theories. You'd be leading the charge on the Swifties.
To your credit, I had a dream when I was that age that there was a $20 bill under my bed. And when I woke up, I checked under my bed to see if it was there.
Uh-huh.
I didn't remember it until the sixth grade and then go check under my bed.
Yeah,
so that was
problem.
The extra leaf thing.
Also,
you took.
One's a little bit more believable than the other.
Yeah.
One's a fictional universe that you imagined you went to school in.
Also, the fictional universe where I had money as a child. It was pretty fictional at the time.
Yeah. But I believe it was in sixth grade that MLK went to go do that speech. But he had the dream 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, I'm Little Black Boys. Not now.
Yeah.
My funny story, my sister, who looks like me, by the way, she has brown hair, though.
Shocking.
She's like 4 inches shorter than me, looks like me.
I've never met your sister.
You've never met my sister.
Will I ever meet your sister?
Maybe.
Okay, good. You're not immediately.
She's a mom of five.
That's awesome.
Because she's Mormon still. She's very, very sweet. But she auditioned for the role of Cho Chang.
What?
I love
she
that.
She filmed an I wish I could find the audition tape for the life of me.
No one else, just Cho Chang.
No, because she was like a big theater kid. She was a big theater kid.
A weeb.
She was actually really good. Like, she'd get all the main kid roles, like, you know,
right.
Annie and shit, you know? And she, like, would perform. She traveled. We grew up in Washington, but she performed in the Olympics in freaking Salt Lake City. Like,
wow.
She was pretty talented.
She wasn't part of the
wasn't transracial.
Not talented enough to be Asian.
So then the Harry Potter movies comes out, and she loves them, and she, like, relates with Hermione, because she's, like, nerdy, and she's got frizzy brown hair.
Right.
And so my dad was like, audition, and she was like, for what role? And so they went to the casting website, and they were currently auditioning for Cho Chang. And so,
and nothing else, no other female roles.
I guess not. I don't know. Well, she needed the lead.
It would be a lot funnier if Hermione was available and she was like, no, Cho Chang.
Who?
That's my shit right there.
Yeah. I'm not submitted, a fucking nerd.
She submitted a reel and she submitted headshots for Cho Chang. And I thought it was hilarious. Even when I was a kid, I was like, that's crazy. Dude, you're trying to get that.
That's cute. Wild.
Are these access to these?
I don't. I have no clue where they are. If I did, I don't.
I would love to
I'm
make
pretty
fun
sure
of your
sister. She did a
sister.
British accent too.
Like, I'm glad she did a British accent.
Yeah, the broken Asian.
Any makeup done at home?
No.
Taped her eyes.
She gets it way wrong. It's like a kimono. Like, I don't think she's.
I don't think she did any theater after that either. So I think that was like, I think that broke
she
her.
It's kind of fucked up. It's kind of fucked up because, like, oh, we're making fun of her, but Scarlett Johansson is a girl boss. You know what I mean?
That's
it's messed
true.
Up. Oh, my God. Did you guys know Scarlett Johansson was 17 years old and Lost in Translation?
What?
How fucking nuts is that?
Oh.
Yeah.
There's one where Keira Knightley is, like, 16. Oh, isn't it Pirates of the Caribbean?
It might be.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Sorry. Fantasy for a second. I don't know if this is appropriate.
What?
I'll say it out loud.
What are you
don't
saying?
Worry. Let me finish it.
That topic
oh, wait. Keep it from behind the paywall. Keep it from behind the paywall. You're about to get unhinged. Patreon.com/VRN. What do you guys want to promote before we leave? Because we're about to do the paywall portion.
Sad Boys podcast. Just search it. Sad Boys with a Z.
Wait, I had to say something for the Patreon, too. Patreon. Or not for the page, for the normal. Am I on the normal still? Yeah, we're on. Normal still. Guess what? I'm working really hard, and I have found a company that will actually ship out tier 2 things. So if you are tier 2, you will start getting stickers and shit. And body pillows are starting to be produced as well. So I'm putting in work. And Hassan's doing nothing.
I'm not doing anything.
But straight up. Just so you know, we did find a company. So soon, hopefully within the next month or two, you will start getting things. Woo!
Hell yeah. Do you guys, Sad Boys podcast?
Yeah.
Patreon.com/Sad Boys also.
Oh yeah.
Sure. Okay. No, there's no also.
All right. We'll see you on the other side behind the paywall.
Bye. Peace. I have beef with a Fear and viewer.
Oh, good.
Yeah, also I want to hear the thing that you were
also,
about to
I'll
say.
Also, I'll do that thing too. But I had my first stand-up comedy show.
Whoa.
Let's go.
I know. Fuck. I'm talking about it here, about I guess. We were talking about other shit. Why are you mad?
Oh, it's such a good it's such
I'm sorry
a good
we
topic.
Talked about
Wait,
stuff.
That's so sick.
Do you guys see like a preview of the bonus on the main? That could be it.
There's your clip. And so I did stand up for the first time in front of an audience. It was great. Did a good job.